Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. This week's topic is I'll Have the Money Now, Please. Well, we'll be talking about our points of view that keep money out of our lives and what would it take for us to receive more money in our lives. Lori's not quite yet on the line. On the Carousel of Consciousness. Hello, Lori. I just unmuted you. On the Carousel of Consciousness, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information can be found on the Clearing Statement at www.theclearingstatement.com. Hi, Lori.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm excited about this call. For those of you who missed our call last week, it was about procrastination, and we actually ended up being a day late. So this call was created because it was the next thing if would be let's receive riches. Let's do a call on receiving riches if we can create procrastination. So here we are, and thank you for anyone who joins us now or in the future. We really appreciate your contribution. And how was your week, Danielle?
It was a week. I had a very good money-making weekend that was exhausting. But
yay.
This is what it is.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I also got offered a job on Monday.
You were?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, just from waiting on some people. They were like, you should come work for me. You're awesome. I was like, okay. And I actually have to go in after the show. I'm going to be heading in there to fill out my paperwork.
Oh, cool. Well.
Riches.
$20
to $30 an hour.
Yeah, riches. How much?
$30 an hour.
Well, how's it get better than that? Okay. Yay, thank you. Call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carousel Consciousness. I want to just spend a little time thanking Carousel of Consciousness. This is an entity, a creation, and who knows what this is creating for our future, but I'm grateful for it, and I am open to receiving more from it, and more, I'm open to being more in a contribution to it as well. So let's see how that opens up. So what are we going to talk about in the receiving of money?
I found something great on Curry Glassell's wall that I saw this a couple days ago, but the picture she had posted said the vibrational compatibility we embody is the key to what manifests in our lives. And then with that, she had written, have you ever felt stuck in your life? Telling yourself you have too many expenses and not enough income. You've heard of thinking from wealth, but also changing your vibration. Everyone and everything has a vibration to us. Think about a dog whistle. Even though we can't hear it or see it, it's still there, a vibration that dogs will react to. What if you could change your vibration to match money? From wealth, choose more, and call money to you. What could that change for the finances you create? And what really the vibrational aspect of this, the tool we give where we say what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be is about changing your vibration to match what it is that you want to draw to you or that you wish to draw to you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's brilliant. That's what that means. It's the energy or the vibration, the space in your being, and the consciousness. I just sit with that whole different energetics of that, but I really appreciate you bringing that up for our listeners. So go ahead.
And what's funny is I actually don't have a what energy, space, and consciousness process, so let me make one. Give me a second to make one up.
Yeah.
What energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be vibrationally compatible with the ease, joy, and glory money can truly be to me, and everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, hot and pop, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. And
you know,
really
what that brings up... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. What that brings up for me is, like, this little voice goes, really? We can do that? and it's been like the proverbial 2-year-old or the 4-year-old, and I know that's kind of old hat, but it's there's something
breaking
up. So
everywhere
you're
functioning
yes.
from the distractor implant of doubt, and everything lying underneath the distractor implant of doubt, and that you are unable. And everywhere you're doubting that you can create anything you wish to create in your life, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyond, and all of the quantum particulates and everything else that lies beneath distractor implants, the Mobius strips, destroy and uncreate all of those, right and wrong, good and bad,
yes.
pot and pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And I've been playing with the fraud patrols, all the fraud patrols I bought into. Which are the stop points. All the stop points. I'm willing to destroy and uncreate that, please. Good, bad, right, round, puck, paddle, nine, twist, boys, and beyond. Okay, go ahead. You were saying something.
I think I forgot.
Okay, I have one then. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to create beyond the reference point? Which I just got was like the stop points, the reference points of your path that you've been creating from. And everything
yeah.
that is, would you destroy it? I'm willing to destroy and uncreate it all, are you?
Yep.
And the Godzillions, good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
So it's funny you bring up reference points because I have two points processes here. The first one is, what have you made so vital about the serialization of money as creation that keeps you instituting the stability points as the basis of your reality and everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And all the points of you have of you that you've decided you can't change by proving to yourself that you're not that. And if enough times it will show up as the greatness of you, rather than the disability of you, you will finally get to the point of view that you are great and you are valuable and you are smart and everything that is times a gazillion will you destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and
yes.
bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Oh, that was awesome. Can we do that one again, please?
If I can say it again. All of the points of you, it's the points of you, Y-O-U, not view, not the points of view, the points of view you have that you are not, can't, all of the points of view you have of you that you've decided you can't change by proving to yourself that you're not that, and if enough times it'll show up as the greatness of you rather than the disability of you, you will finally get to the point of view that you are great and you are valuable and you are smart, and everything that is times a gazillion will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good
I
and
will.
Bad, pot and pot. All nine shorts, boys and beyond. How many things did you decide you can receive, you will never allow yourself to receive, and everything that is times a gazillion will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And can you say that one again too? What,
how many things did you decide?
I'm
sorry. How many times? How many things did you decide you can receive you will never allow yourself to receive?
Wow.
And everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And then I have a little snippet here on, like, the difference between riches, wealth, and money.
Okay.
If you'd like me to share that.
Sure.
Wealth
Please.
Is what people will pay you for. Everywhere you think that you're not wealthy because no one can pay you for what you have, destroy and uncreate all of that. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Riches is how you use your money to create a different possibility in the world. So everywhere you have it and not acknowledge that you always use your money to create a different possibility, whether it was for you or for others, destroy and uncreate all of that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock,
yes.
all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And having money is freedom to choose whatever you want whenever you want, being able to purchase whatever you want whenever you want. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the perpetual need of creation that keeps you from having that which you desire? And everything that is, tens of gazillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and
yes.
bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. And on that last one, it talks about how money is something. Gary Douglas, the founder and creator of Access Consciousness, always says that the real true purpose of money is to change other people's realities. And instead of telling a story that they often tell in Access Consciousness, I'll tell a story of my own. Last week sometime I was in a subway in a small town, and I walked in. The girl was very upset that she even had to, like, make another sandwich that day. Probably, I think I came in pretty close to closing time. But she makes my sandwich, and I leave the lady a $3 tip, which is probably unheard of on a $7 sandwich. And I swear to you, she went from being the most morose person in the world to, like, I'm the greatest thing that ever walked into that place because I just left her $3. Which, to me, like, $3 is kind of nothing to me, but it changed her world that day. So that's how we change realities, people with money. And there's other ways, too. I mean, you can donate money to kids in poverty or whatever.
Yeah.
How can you, what would it take for you to use money to change the realities of anyone? Well, what can you do?
Yeah. That is, I wanted to take a minute to acknowledge myself for what I have done with and without money and what can I create now. And that whole piece of creating different realities with money, instead of it being such a need, such a dilemma and such a struggle around money. I have put lots of definitions on what money is. All the definitions I have put, and all the lies, and all the struggles and stories around money, I'm ready and willing and choosing to destroy and uncreate those. Times got very good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all mine, church, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. Wow. The energy of money. And the choice of it. There's an excitement. It gets me excited to go, oh, yay. Because I've always been willing to contribute to other people, and even, if anything, at my own expense. So where I have not value everywhere, I would have made real vital and valuable to not value myself and put myself in the equation with money. Of course, everything that is, I'm willing to destroy and uncreate it all, good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, all my interests, boys, and beyond.
Yes. I fuzzed out for most of that.
You what?
I thought I didn't hear most of what you said, so that might have said something for me.
Yeah. It's about, I said, where I'm not putting myself and valuing and making it vital and real for myself to be in the equation with money. Everything that is, I'm willing to destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, all my interests, boys, and beyonds, and everywhere where I've bought into or aligned or disagreed with so many other people's point of view about me not being here, about me being in the equation or not being in the equation. This actually was an awareness that I bought into as mine, locked it into my existence. I returned to sender with consciousness. And, everywhere that with my awareness I was actually so aware and locked into all these other people's universes that I was not in the equation of my own universe, not in my own existence. Cool. And I made everyone else's universe and realities more vital, valuable, and real than my own. Everything that is, I'm willing to return to sender, acknowledge, reclaim, and choose my reality. Times of Godzillion, good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, church, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. Just like, we did a call once. We did that 12 weeks to financial, your financial reality. And there was this exercise we did. Do you remember it? Where you put everyone else's in your, you took your hands out, you put your right hand out and your left hand, and in your left hand, you just put everyone else's opinions. You don't have to know them all. And put everyone else's opinions, entities, demons.
I like to find my reality with money before I find everyone else's reality with money.
You like to what?
Wait, the exercise you're talking about is where you put your reality, your financial reality in one hand and then everybody else's financial reality in the other hand. I like to find what my financial reality is before I find everyone else's.
Okay, fine. Let's do it then.
Okay, if you put both, everyone listening, and we have a couple live listeners right now, if you'll take both of your hands and put them out in front of you, in your right hand, ask to energetically feel what your financial reality feels like. Mine has at times felt tight and constrictive. Right now it's kind of loose and bubbly, a nice change. And tap into that and really feel what your financial reality feels like. Don't judge it, just let it be. And then in your left hand or the opposite hand you're feeling your reality in, feel the world's financial reality, everyone around you's financial reality, your mother, your father, your friends, your lovers, whoever, America's, the bank.
Your siblings.
And just feel that. And then also feel how once you start feeling that one, there's some tentacles that reach out and go into your financial reality.
That was awesome. I did feel that. I noticed how mine started to get heavy. Cool. So.
And now remove those tentacles from your financial reality. Destroy and uncreate them all. Return to sender, 10,000 full consciousness. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And we'll slowly let out. So everything that has a hold on your financial reality from the outside financial realities, remove from your reality and everything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. I'm really feeling everyone shifting quite a bit right here.
Keep going.
So take your financial reality, let go of the rest of the world's financial reality, everyone else's, push it away from you, destroy and uncreate it all. It has nothing to do with you. And let's take your financial reality in both hands and expand it. Just feed it a little bit of energy. And then pull energy into it. And if you don't know what that feels like, just ask energy from all over the universe to flow into this. I have a ball of financial energy right now. I don't know what you have, but just ask energy from all over the world to flow into it and expand it and grow it. And yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just really feeling this. This is quite intense for me right now. How's everyone else feeling? How are you feeling, Lori?
Yeah, that's good. It's awesome. I was starting to get so big that, and then I was starting to let it flow into my future. It was actually like on its own. It was expanding, but letting it move through my future.
Cool. And what can this ball of energy to continue?
What I was going to say a little bit earlier was my body was becoming engaged, so I was going to say definitely include your body in this exercise. And when it got to my financial reality, my body started to giggle and get really bubbly. So make sure, listeners, to include your body and get the awareness of your body in this exercise. And also, let's ask our bodies to contribute to actualizing this and generating this in this on this plane, in this world, as we're in this physical world.
And on this topic of bodies and money, we as beings do not actually need money. It's our bodies that require and enjoy money, because the being does not need to be clothed or housed or transported. That's something the body needs. So in the generation and creation of and institution of money, it's our bodies that really need to be included. So it is very important to include your body in these exercises because it's actually your body that needs, that requires the money.
Yes. Yes. And
so,
and
yeah, ask your body.
It has this, yeah. And ask it what it knows about this and how, and see what shows up. I'm excited to see how this, what can be generated now. And it's like letting go of the past. And as we, it's always, we've always been let go of the past, but it's like, oh, I feel I've shifted into a new consciousness. And so I'm excited to play in this consciousness and to experiment in it and experience it. Oh, do the callers want to say anything? Do we actually have a caller who might want to contribute? You're welcome to speak up.
I can, I know Sarah is not in a, probably not in a quiet environment, but Kim, I just unmuted you if you're willing to say anything. Are you? No.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm just enjoying the show and I'm learning. I, you know, I'm appreciative of you guys sharing your knowledge and your awareness with me. And I've noticed a shift just with my own, you know, just my own awareness around money. It's been flowing pretty good for me, but I've had a little bit of constraints where I haven't been able to generate, you know, the classes and the, and you know, the awareness of where I can go, my potential, I guess I should say. And I think this is helping me quite a bit. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you. Yay, our first live caller. How exciting. That's really exciting. Thank you. This is a really fun exercise, isn't it? And I'm still staying in it. And it's a just a choice. So this is a choice to play in your own financial reality. Some of this came from the money book, the first money book, and it makes sense. Like, why not? It was like, duh, why wouldn't you choose this? I was like, oh, okay, I choose this. I'll stay in this choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually felt a huge shift. I was still kind of in wake-up mode before we did the money exercise we just did. And I am kind of like, I'm like, what the hell can I create right now to start making some more money? Which brings me to a question. What would it take to create 10 new revenue streams in my life today?
Mm-hmm.
Not, and you don't have to like create all 10 today, but it's a question to ask daily to start having awarenesses about what new ways can you add to your life to start making, to start bringing more money into your life.
And also to receiving. Well, yeah, receiving.
What about receiving?
Well, you were saying making it, and there was a little bit of, it contracted a little bit.
Okay.
Like, oh, what can I do?
So
it's more like an energetic wonder and expansion. Ooh, how can I receive? What can I create? 10 new money streams. And however that would look, receiving it instead of having to, oh, how can I? It was a little, just, that's all, a more expansive question. Oh, how can I receive,
okay, I have two questions on receiving.
Cool.
What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to be the flood of receiving you truly be for all eternity? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong,
yes.
Good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And just to, I know the word slut has a lot of charge on it to most people. Really, slut doesn't mean that you're, you know, putting out all the time. It's more of a, to how Dr. Dang used to, like, end all of his questions for a short period of time with, you little slut, because it is a place of receiving. Like, if you're willing to receive everything, that's what a slut really is just being willing to receive everything, judgment, money, slaps on the ass, all sorts of stuff. Just willing to receive it all is what that means. So one more time, what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to be the slut of receiving you truly be for all eternity?
Mm-hmm.
And everything that is times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about never receiving that keeps you proving that you have to create your life? and everything that is times a godzillion. Will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad,
yes.
bottom top, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond?
Yes.
Yay. It took me to the last 4 minutes to use all of the processes I had at the beginning.
Yay. I had a sense about this class or call, and this is awesome. It was like a class. This is awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
It was a good call.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we're at 25 minutes, but it's
Something for me that's really been coming up, and I'm wondering if maybe we should talk the back doors. I would like to talk about next week. We can talk about that off the line, though. And Lori can be found in the Denver, Colorado area. Her website is www.living-in-magic.com. And she is quite a go-getter out there. She's a bar facilitator. You have a bar class coming up. I saw you just post recently.
Oh,
on Facebook.
I have a bars trade tomorrow night.
Bars trade.
Yes, Thursday night. If you're in the Denver area, we're going to have a little trade. But I am firing up to do another bars class. Yeah. And what are you firing up for? Your new job.
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah,
woo-hoo.
Work. Lots and lots of work.
Yay.
But I guess I like working more than I want to admit sometimes. Everything that is destroying our created all right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pop, all nine shirts, boys and beyond. I am in the Traverse City, Michigan area. I like to travel, so if you're anywhere in Michigan and you would like bars, facilitation, a body class, a body process trade, any of that jazz, get a hold of me through Facebook or my website, which is www.danielleclaudia.com, and we can arrange something. Looking forward to seeing you all next week on the Carousel of Consciousness.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.